The Gospel of John is the Epiphany Gospel. He begins his account of Jesus and his ministry in chapter 1, and the Word, that's the eternal Son of God, became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The glory of Jesus in his humanity was like the sun poking through the clouds. The Apostle John records seven I am, the Almighty God statements that Jesus made, and seven signs or seven miracles. This morning, you're invited to a wedding. We read in John chapter 2, this beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed on him. King James translated the word signs as miracles, but the Greek word actually is signs, indications, road signs, proofs that Jesus was the Son of God and the promised Messiah. John 2 takes us to a very human situation, a wedding. Jesus' mother and his disciples and Jesus were invited to a wedding in a small village not far from Nazareth in Cana of Galilee. But there's a minor glitch. But it's my experience that with weddings, especially with the bride and the bride's mother, a small glitch becomes a major catastrophe. They had no wine. So Jesus' mother, after all, he was 30 years old, came to Jesus with a statement that really was a push. They have no wine. And Jesus said, "Woman, what business is that of mine?" Now, the word woman in the Aramaic is not as harsh as it sounds in the English. But Mary need to realize, as Jesus pointed out when he was 12 years old, that he had to be about his Heavenly Father's business. But Mary said to the servants, "Whatever he tells you to do, do it." So Jesus told him to take six of those ceremonial water pots holding 20 to 30 gallons and fill them with water. And then take the water to the caterer, the chief in charge of the wedding. And when the caterer tasted it, it was no longer water, it was wine, and the best wine. Now, we can learn several things if we would have been there at this wedding. First of all, we can learn that Jesus cares about our smallest needs. This wasn't the most important earth-shattering thing that Jesus did. But there's nothing too small for Jesus to help us. We can go to Jesus with our smallest needs, our smallest experiences, because Jesus is involved in every situation of our lives. He cares for the little things that we struggle with, as well as those big things in our lives. So this is an encouragement in every situation in our lives to take it to the Lord in prayer. But Jesus is different. We care. Jesus cared, but he was able to do something about it. He has the power as the Son of God to help us. And he does. And I think sometimes we miss the ordinary miracles that Jesus does in our lives. Jesus is able to turn the ordinary water situations in our lives into the best of wine. You're invited to a wedding. Today, through the Bible, you're at that wedding in Cana of Galilee. For John wrote his gospel so that the Holy Spirit would reveal to you the wonder of who Jesus is and what he did and does for you. But the most important manifestation of Jesus' glory is sometimes referred to as the hidden glory. It's not the glory of the feeding of the 5,000, the glory of raising Lazarus. It's the glory of the cross. The glory that Jesus, the Son of God, emptied himself of his glory, humbled himself, took upon himself the form of a servant, and became obedient to death, even the worst of a criminal's death on the cross for you. So John wrote his gospel, his Epiphany gospel, to establish that Jesus is the Son of God, the promised Messiah, your Savior. In fact, at the first ending of his gospel, John says, there are many signs, miracles that Jesus did. In fact, they would fill a book. But he said, these are recorded so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, and the Son of God. Why? So that by believing, you might have everlasting life. So John begins his Epiphany gospel with the fact that in Jesus, in his earthly ministry, we see the wonder of God's love revealed. And he ends the gospel with the promise that through the word of God, which records these signs, you believe that this Jesus of Nazareth lived 2,000 years ago, died a criminal's death, is your risen Savior. So he came to a wedding. And today, we see the glory of Jesus, the glory of God in man made manifest. And we're reminded of this in the Epiphany hymn. We now sing hymn 134, stanza 2.